Check it 20 minutes past hour. Let's take it south of the border in Mexico City and bring in the WBC president, Mr. Mauricio Sulaiman. I got his name right. Mauricio, how are you this morning or this afternoon, sir?
Fine, Pedro, fine. Thank you very much. And once again, I love it when you say whole Mauricio.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, Oscar Valdez tells me it's the same thing. We all have these problems. It's like it's indoctrinated into our heads. It's like, you know, that's just the way it is. I'm sorry.
Yes. Valdez, such a nice kid. He sent me a glove. I asked him for an autograph, and he wrote Jose Sulaiman. So that's a good way of always keeping my father's memory alive.
Okay, good enough. Any news on when Mr. Valdez is going to fight again?
Not yet. He has one full year to do any voluntary defenses, any unifications. He won the title as mandatory contender, so he has a whole full year to engage in any sort of fights. I don't have any news yet from his future.
Is he in the position to become, quote, a WBC franchise fighter at 130?
You know, the franchise designation we are trying to keep at a minimum.
Okay.
What we are trying to do is get as many unification bouts, get the best fights possible. The last franchise designation was done for our champion Estrada in order to facilitate a great tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Estrada is going to fight the rematch with Chocolatito, which was without a doubt maybe the fight of the year for 2021. At the same time, we order former champion Sol Rungvisai to fight former champion Cuadras, and then both winners will fight each other, and we will only have one champion in the division. So the franchise designation, we're keeping it very, very limited for very special circumstances.
Okay. Andy Ruiz looks like he's maybe found his way. He was a young man that I was extremely disappointed with as far as his physical conditioning is concerned because, you know, I mean, you and I know that boxing requires discipline. He didn't have much discipline going into the Anthony Joshua fight. But it looks like the Eddie Reynoso and those crew have got he looks skinny.
Oh, he looks phenomenal. I am very happy for him. I'm proud of him. I completely understand what he went through is whatever any human being goes through, from being a nobody, from being always let down and put down by the whole world, conquering the heavyweight championship, knocking out Anthony Joshua, the Madison Square Garden, the millions of dollars, the fame and glory comes and the temptations come along. So he learned, hopefully he learned his bad, and he will have a second opportunity, and hopefully he can come back and be world champion again in the future.
33-2, 22 KOs, of course, an outstanding amateur, no doubt about that. Discipline was always a question with him. Now, he's going to battle it out. Is this the battle of the Mexican-Americans, him and Chris Arreola going to hook it up? Chris Arreola now 38-6 with a draw, but is this going to go down? It looks like Carson, California on May the 1st. Is this the battle of the Mexican-Americans?
Well, yes. Arreola was always regarded as the possible first-ever Mexican heavyweight champion. He fell short against Klitschko, against Stevern, and now he looked very good in the last fight before the pandemic. And, of course, Arreola may be over the hill, but he's always a potential winner. He's always strong, and he has a big heart, and you never know what happens in boxing. So this is the ultimate Mexican heavyweight showdown.
You never know what happens in boxing. I went to the L.A. Forum. Jack Fisk and I went to the L.A. Forum to see Humberto Gonzalez take on Rolando Pascua for a WBC title fight. So we go down there. We fly to L.A. We spend all this money because we're going to go see Humberto. He's like 44-0. He's never been beaten. He's never even been touched. He's never been touched. And Pascua's 100-1 underdog. And Pascua beat him. I mean, fair and square, Pascua beat him that night. And I said to myself, this proves that anything can happen in boxing.
Well, he knocked him out. I mean,
yeah,
it was unbelievable. I remember I watched that fight and I could not believe what I was seeing. That's a beautiful sport.
In the Associated Press photograph, you can see me standing on the apron ringside, looking down at him like, dismayed. I couldn't believe. I was stunned, Mauricio. I couldn't believe it.
You know which other was sensational, also involving Chiquita Gonzalez, when he lost with Saman Sorhatorong from Thailand.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched that. He dropped him twice, and he was en route to a easy title defense of the title, and then he just got caught and got knocked down twice and KO'd. It was unbelievable.
And then there was a 1993 fight of the year with Michael Carbaugh at the LA at the Las Vegas Hilton.
Yeah, put him down twice, and he was also going to win, and then he gets knocked out.
Oh.
One of the greatest fighters, Chiquita Gonzalez, without a doubt.
Humberto Gonzalez, me, I have no doubt about that. Now, 135 pounds. Looks like Linares is going to meet Mr. Haney.
Yes. May 29, I believe, in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
This is, once again, another result of the franchise designation. We have a great tournament going in the lightweight division with Teofimo Lopez against Cambosos, then Haney fighting against Linares, and then Ryan Garcia fighting against Fortuna. So great activity in the lightweight division, all funneling down to a ultimate series of great fights between great fighters and entertainment for the sport of boxing.
Teofimo Lopez going to Australia for sure?
I don't know.
So they might. There's a chance they could do that fight here in the States, or in.
I heard that fight was taking place in Miami,
okay.
In June, but I don't have any specific details.
Okay. The bridge weight, the new division between cruiser and heavyweight. Explain the weight to me and why.
Yes, the WBC has been following this topic for 30 years. This is nothing that just came about. The reality is that in 1909, the heavyweight champion weighed 168 pounds. All the 19s, only two boxers weighed more than 224 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And in this century, only Deontay Wilder is the only heavyweight champion who has weighed less than 224 pounds. So the reality is that human beings are bigger, stronger, taller, and heavier. This is a result of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So the WBC first step was creating the cruiserweight division more than 30 years ago, recognizing that there was a big a change in humanity, in the growth.
Too much weight.
Yeah, too much weight. Then we had, about 12 years ago, we changed the cruiserweight limit from 190 pounds to 200 pounds, addressing this same situation. And after several years of studying and understanding how current heavyweights are mostly 240, 250, Tyson Fury's 270. So the WBC decided to create a new weight category from 200 pounds to 224 for that universe of fighters who are small heavyweights that give too much advantage fighting those big, big men. And we are very confident that this new weight category is going to create great activity. We already have championship fights scheduled, and the first world title fight will be June 18 in Montreal between Rivas and Jennings.
Isn't this a bit overdue? I mean, come on. I mean, there's always been this gap. You weigh 200. If you weigh 202 pounds, you've got to fight a guy that's 270 pounds.
Yeah, that's a great concern that has been expressed by many entities and by. We have looked into it several years in the WBC conventions. So we just decided to take the step and do it. Of course, any change creates uncertainty, and the people who are purists, they don't like any new developments, any new rules, any new things. And I took some heat, but I don't care. I'm happy. This is not a popularity contest. This is what we're doing for the safety and the health of the sport, and for the opportunity that these fighters under those circumstances deserve to have a fair opportunity to compete.
No doubt about that. You know, the women are starting to take over again, and I say take over again. At one point in time, Christy Martin was like making headlines. People were talking about women's boxing, her and Lucia Riker and things like that. And then it sort of went into a dull area when the tension sort of went away. Now it seems to be back. Of course, we had Amanda Serrano a couple of weeks ago. Last night we had this lady, her name is killing me right now. But where is it at? I'm missing. Anyway, why am I missing her name here? It's killing me. Good Lord. Anyway, she was a winner last night. I mean, we had women's boxing coming back, and it's coming back. I thought it would need smaller gloves to come back, but it's actually, last night they had a very entertaining fight on the Zone from the UK.
Yes, women's boxing is very entertaining. We have supported women's boxing in a very strong way. We have had 3 world conventions exclusively for women's boxing. We have specific rules, and we are very proud of them, and we will continue to fight for them to get the proper opportunities, the proper payment, and just the development of their sport. They are doing great. Once that bell rings, they perform. They're always in weight. They sacrifice as much or more than men. They're always willing to fight anyone in any weight category. So you have to respect them and support them and just fight side by side with them. And I'm so happy to see what is happening. You know, McCaskill, Amanda Serrano, Katie Taylor.
Yep.
In Mexico, you have at least once a month, the main event on television is a woman's fight. So it is great what is happening. And I'm sure there's many great years coming for women.
And, you know, if women can get into it, women draw a lot of people in MMA. The women's Ronda Rousey was the central figure. Of course, it brought a lot of women to MMA. If we were to come up with a superstar in boxing, that would, like, put even more fans in the seats. You know what they say? Butts in the seats is what makes the sport go.
Well, what we need is promoters to give them and networks to give them the opportunity. Clarissa Shields, she's got great talent, 2 gold medals, and she's been champion in so many weight categories. She's just waiting to have opportunities to shine. So I see this year as a breaking through for women. It's just important that the fights need to be made. Amanda Serrano, if she fights Jelena Medrovic from Canada, that would be a great fight. McCaskill, she can be fighting any of the, you know, top girls. And I'm sure it's going to be shining for the future years.
Okay. When you look at the entire picture of the boxing world right now, we're coming back. We've got, 68,000 seats sold down there in Texas for the Canelo comeback?
Well, this is perhaps a great glory time for the sport. Maybe we're not looking at it, but we are living it. So many great fights, great champions, the entertainment that is happening, so many platforms putting boxing. You have ESPN, you have Showtime, you have Fox, you have The Zone, you have in different countries, Sky and Televisa, Azteca, ESPN Knockout, and so many platforms and digital platforms. And, you know, without having small club shows because of the pandemic, because they cannot sell tickets, the sport keeps moving, and it's something that is very gratifying, and I can see a golden era of boxing happening right now.
Interesting. As far as Canelo is concerned, is he going to be Billy Joe Saunders, or is Billy Joe Saunders hurt, or is he on? Is there a plan to bring in David Benavidez if Billy Joe Saunders cannot perform? This is all the rumors you're seeing on the internet.
Well, Canelo is going through the best moment of his life. He's unbelievable. He's on the prime of his career. And I don't see anyone beating Canelo Alvarez in the short period of time. Billy Joe Saunders, he has been asking for this fight for years. And this is the time to show and go in the ring and show what he has been saying. So I don't see anything other than Canelo Saunders happening.
No doubt about that. You have a great week, Mauricio. Thank you for your time. Of course, we honor your time, no doubt about that. And you know, what can I say? I'm not going to call you Jose. How's that?
Please call me Jose. That makes me feel great.
Hey, I was thinking the other day, I remember that time when one time when I was sitting in coach and like we were flying from like South Africa, and it was like a 17-hour flight or something like that, and he came and drugged me out of coach and brought me in a bed. I had my own bed. He gave me a bed.
That's great. And whenever you have a chance, I would love to talk about transgender boxing.
Okay. How about next week or the week after?
Let's do it, because that's something we've been looking into, and it's something that we have to address as an industry.
WBC President Mauricio Sulaiman on WBC Boxing TV and, of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Too much.